I'm going to move on. I'm coming back to the soteriological perspective tomorrow, and I'll go over what I've just done with you again tomorrow. But I wanted to just sort of fill that in now so you see how this system kind of its relevance, what it means. But I want to look a bit more at what the Yogacara has to say about, well, you could say the difference between enlightenment and unenlightenment, the difference between the Manas looking at the Alaya and seeing I, and it not doing so. What is wisdom, you could say, from the Yogacara point of view? Well, of course, it's experience only. But I want to look at the epistemology of that, the structure of understanding from the Yogacara perspective. It has a very distinct teaching in this regard, which is the teaching of the three svabhava, the three natures or own beings, it's sometimes translated. There's a great deal I can say about the term three svabhava, which I'm not going to say. Just, I will point out that the term svabhava, own being, is for earlier Buddhism, and especially for Majjhimaka, a big boo word. Svabhava is what we don't have. No svabhavas, from a Majjhimaka point of view. That's, in a way, what the Yogacara is trying to chase out in terms of the grasper and grasp. They are svabhavas. They are realities considered as independent, permanent, and autonomous. So svabhava for Majjhimaka, the Nagarjuna Art Sutra sort of strand in teaching, is a bad word. In the Yogacara, svabhava is used in a slightly different sense. It's usually translated as nature or even character. And that's probably, character perhaps gets at it at its best. But probably it'll do for the time being just call it the three things. Because it's not all that clear exactly why those terms are used. I've not been able to sort that out. Anyway, there are three things. And they are the parikalpita thing. The paratantra svabhava and the parinishpana. Sorry about the terminology, but it's worth just learning about it. Parikalpita means something like illusion or illusory. Paratantra is dependent, and parinishpana is complete or perfect even. So there's quite a bit of problem with exactly what the meaning of these three is, and there seem to be two broad interpretations. The interpretation I'm going to give you is the one that's contained in this text, but there's another one that's found in Chinese Buddhism, in which they're treated as three steps or stages. In this teaching, they're not considered as three steps or stages. They're really two stages and a relationship to a third factor. That's why I call them things, because they're not things of the same kind. So, we've seen that the problem is that we look at our experience, I know it's not really like this, but we look at our experience and we read into it an I and an independent, truly existing world. Yeah, that should be clear enough. In our experience, there's that division into inward perceiving and outward perceived. What we do is, in, as it were, thinking about, it's not even thinking about, but we automatically interpret our experience in terms of an internal subject which owns experience and an external independent world that is the object of experience. That's the problem. So that is the parikalpita svabhava. It's the looking at our experience and interpreting it as containing or as being the experience of a subject, of an object, by a subject, of an object. Yeah? So that is what the illusory svabhava is. It's getting it wrong. It's misinterpreting our experience. But what is it that's being misinterpreted? There is actually something there, you could say. And that is the paratantra. There is a flow of experience. This for the Yogacara is very important, that they considered that Majjhimaka, because of its insistence on rebutting any positive assertion
led to a subtle psychological negativism. So it's very easy with material like the Heart Sutra to end up thinking everything is nothing. It's easy to end up, psychologically speaking, in a nihilistic frame of mind. The Yogacara says, well, that is true as far as it goes, but there is actually something which is the basis on which we make the mistake. And that is the flow of dependently arising experience. Everything we were looking at when we were examining our own experience at the beginning is the paratantra. Even our mistake is the paratantra, if you see what I mean. Even our mistaken interpretation arises within the flow of experience. So for the Yogacara, the underlying flow of experience is taken as a reality. We'll see that that reality is strictly limited. But there is a real flow of experience. And this, I think, is very helpful because it gets us away from the idea that there is nothing there at all.